Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman, your agri-marketing pros.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week we've got part two of our interview with Steve Mays, who's the vice president at Learfield Communications. We start out here just picking up kind of where we left off last week and talking about farmers' usage of the internet and information that's out about that. So with that introduction, here we are with this week's Zimcast.
We also have in the past seen some information about farmer usage of the internet that suggests that it's pretty close to the general public. The maybe a slight difference would be at what level of penetration we have broadband out into the countryside right now.
I run into a lot of people who are in this business who go, well, you know, gee, you know, farmers, they're just not, they're not as wired. They're not as plugged in. They're not online like you guys are. Well, I mean, these guys have, you know, GPS satellite mapping screens in their combines now. I mean, it seems to me the ag industry is one of the most technologically sophisticated and more every day. As far as broadband, yeah, That may still be an issue, but it's not Wi-Fi, but there's like MaxFi that I keep hearing things about. I have no doubt that in very short order, broadband will be available everywhere. I mean, my goodness, I grew up in Kennett, Missouri, a town of 9,000 people in southeast Missouri, and everybody I know down there has a line of sight. The local City Light and Water people put up one of these line of sight broadband internet things. And they've got faster connection than I do on a DSL. So my point is, I don't think you make your decisions about what your company's doing based on, well, gee, you know, farmers can't do video or audio or anything that requires broadband because they're on 28A dial-ups. I just don't think that's the case.
So some of these new technologies and platforms like blogging, which literally is a website, but a particular format of a website, these are things that agri-marketers probably need to look at because their customers out there, farmers in general, are as possibly even more early adopters of new technology than the general public in some ways.
You know, if I were at an advertising agency and I had whatever my clients were, whether it was agriculture or whatever, if somebody came up to me and said, I mean, my God, last night, and we're doing this on the 9th of March, last night on ABC Nightline, they did a full segment on blogging. Did a pretty good job, I thought, with it. But, I mean, if you were an agency person or even somebody in the communications department or senior management of a big company and someone said, mentioned blogging, and you have never heard of it, or now even if they mentioned podcasting and you said, I have no idea what you're talking about, I think that might be a problem for you. I think these are new technologies that are going to be hugely influential. Blogging is already. To not know about it, and to not be thinking about how you might incorporate it or how others might be using blogs to report on your company would be very short-sighted. So at this point, I would say just get educated. And one of the ways you do that, I think, is finding those people in your company who have a knack for this, or maybe they hire, you know, Zimcom or somebody who sort of gets this, and they help them down that way.
As you look at blogging in particular, and it's no problem kind of focusing on that a little extra because, frankly, people will be accessing this off of a blog. What would you say to people who may hesitate, having heard of it, about how relatively difficult it is to learn how to do? And what would be kind of the first step for them to get their feet wet so that they can kind of inch into this and get a good feel for what it's all about?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's an issue anymore. Back in a pre-blog kind of world, to design a website and care for the website and maintain the website, that required some expertise, and it was tedious, and it required more time than most people wanted to spend. You'd outsource that, or you'd hire a web guy, or whatever. But, you know, with blogging and tools like Blogger, and now there's countless others, it has gotten so simple. I mean, it is free. You don't have to know anything about HTML. All you have to have is something to say. And I think that's the most important thing. But, I mean, technologically, there's no impediments whatsoever now. It's, you know, anybody can do it. I mean, little old grandmothers have blogs, and grade school kids have blogs. And, again, I'm thinking here, this is if somebody doesn't know what we're talking about, this still is just such a mystery to them. We're talking some foreign language.
Well, blogging obviously became more mainstream with the last political season that we had, and that's really where I think we've seen some of these blogs become, I don't want to call them mainstream, but certainly more well-known and visited by people in the general public. As we look at the future, Agri-Marketing Magazine, we started out mentioning this, and this is what I'll end with, has an issue here in March. If you haven't seen it, you can certainly go online to agrimarketing.com. They have an online version, and in there, they are attempting to try to introduce people, their readers, to some of this new technology. And it's my understanding that later this fall, they are planning to do sort of a follow-up issue to some of these types of new technologies. So we'll have more on these issues as we move forward with our Zimcast. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.